Windows Azure Multi-Factor Authentication can be used to secure cloud applications such as Office 365, Windows Intune, Dynamics CRM Online, and other applications that use Windows Azure Active Directory. First, the user signs in from any device using their existing account credentials. Windows Azure Active Directory calls the Multi-Factor Cloud Service directly. The service sends the authentication request to the user's phone or mobile device. Once the user has authenticated, they are instantly signed into the application. To enable multi-factor authentication for your Azure Active Directory users, sign into the Windows Azure Management Portal and go to your Active Directory tenant. If you haven't created a multi-factor auth provider already, click Multi-Factor Auth Providers, create one, and associate it with your tenant. Click on your directory, where you can enable multi-factor authentication while creating a new user, or you can manage existing users. Click Manage Multi-Factor Auth at the bottom, which takes you to the Multi-Factor Authentication User Management page. You can also get to that page through other applications, such as the Office 365 Admin Center, by clicking Users and Groups, then clicking Setup next to Multi-Factor Authentication. From this page, you can manage multi-factor authentication for different types of administrators or for end users. Here, you can see the multi-factor authentication status of each user, and you can filter your users based on that status. To enable multi-factor authentication, select one or more users that are disabled and click Enable. When you enable a user for multi-factor authentication, they will be prompted to set it up the next time they sign into a web app that uses Azure Active Directory. If they are using a non-browser application such as Outlook, Link, or mobile mail clients, they will need to configure app passwords for use with these applications. Once users complete the setup process, they are automatically changed from an enabled to an enforced state. From that point on, they will be required to use additional authentication when signing into web apps or app passwords when using non-browser applications. You can manually force the users into an enforced state also. Select users who are enabled and click Enforce. Again, you see a warning. The users who use non-browser applications, such as Outlook, Link, or mobile mail apps, need to use app passwords, since their standard Azure Active Directory organizational passwords will no longer work with those applications. Click Enforce Multi-Factor Auth to complete. Those users are now required to complete multi-factor authentication when signing in. When users are in the enabled or the enforced state, you can disable the multi-factor authentication if needed. If you need a user to re-enroll their multi-factor authentication information the next time they sign into a web application, you can manage user settings and require the users to provide their contact methods again. You can also delete all existing app passwords generated by those users. And you can manage some tenant-level settings on the Service Settings tab, located here, such as the ability to turn off app passwords so that they are not available for use. Setting up multi-factor authentication is easy for end users. Once the service has been enabled, users are prompted to configure their authentication preferences the next time they sign into an application that uses Windows Azure Active Directory. They click the Set It Up Now option on the sign-in screen, and then choose whether they prefer to authenticate using a mobile phone, office phone, or a mobile app. If using a phone, they'll select their country code and enter their phone number. They can choose to authenticate via text message or via phone call. They must verify their information provided by clicking Verify Now. After verification is complete, click Next. For non-browser applications such as Outlook, Link, or mobile email apps, users will generate app passwords now. If they only use web apps, they can click the Other button. Then they will be signed into their application. The setup process is simple for IT admins and end users, making it easy to enable multi-factor authentication for large numbers of users across the globe. To learn more, visit windowsazure.com.